Hey, everybody. I know a lot of you have been watching the podcast for a while and realize that we don't have much diversity on our podcast here. So that's why today I bring you none other than my best friend, Scott, right here.
I'm glad I could fulfill a diversity quota.
Yes, yes. As we've known, there aren't a lot of white people left. So it's good to have you on the podcast, Scott.
You're welcome, guys.
A little background. Scott and I go way back. We went to middle school together. Had a really nice friendship. We still having a really nice friendship. He's being invited to my wedding in a couple years. It's going to be really great.
Thank you
for having me on this.
I've been a fan for a while, so it's cool to be here.
We have fans. I know it doesn't seem like it, but we do.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty popular guy. No, not really.
But yeah, I'm visiting. I hail from Washington right now.
Yeah,
grew up around here, but visiting for a couple days.
I actually did want to ask you about that, because so me and Cassie, we talk a lot about how ass it is to try to live in California.
Yeah.
And so she was like, she actually pitched Washington as a place we would move to. Now her brother lives in Washington. Okay. And is it a thing? Is this true? That, like, you can always tell who's a tourist and who actually lives here by the quality of their raincoat?
Yeah. I think if people overdress on that. But also, a really toxic thing Seattle people do is they make fun of people that use umbrellas.
Yeah, that's what he's...
So, that's up to you. I don't use an umbrella, but I didn't use one here.
But, like, how bad is the rain over there? Like,
I mean...
Think
about it like this. The way I see it, is like, if it's 300 days of sunshine here, it's 300 days of rain there. Oh, so it's really the opposite. It rains between September to as late as May, but May, it doesn't really do that. So you could say to April, and then the summer seasons, it's mostly like this. But lately, because you guys have been dealing with rain, it's been kind of the opposite in Washington.
Oh.
And so it's been nice to go outside, and like warm weather for us is like 60 degrees or more. So
I'm over here like, I was so actually funny little thing I learned. Black people are the most likely to be hurt in the cold. Like they're 30% more likely to be injured during cold weather and like in cold circumstances than like warm weather. And I always say that whenever she's like trying to get us to move, because she wants to move to like places that have snow
and seasons.
And seasons and everything like that. And I'm like, no. We live here, so we don't have to deal with seasons.
That's true. I mean, the weather, I think, is pretty unbeatable here, generally speaking.
Thank you.
Barring the drought and all that.
barring our excessive need for water. Yeah. What? We're always out of a drought, and then you give it like what, 10 days?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the hills look really nice. They're not yellow; they're green here.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
In Washington, they're yellow?
No. I'm saying it.
Oh yeah, they are. They're dry as fuck out here.
Yeah.
Actually, I took a class on water, and it's actually so I figured out why we have all these problems, and it was basically. A long time ago, California went to like war over the water. Like it was insane. So like LA needed water, but they live right next to a fucking desert. So they're just like, we need water from up north California. And then Northern California people were like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
We want our water. And so they were like blowing up aqueducts. They were like protesting. It was a whole thing.
When was this?
Back in like 1980. Like, this was not like long ago, but then eventually, you know, like all geopolitical forces, they sent the police in, they stopped it.
Yeah.
But the main reason why we're always in a drought is because we used up all our groundwater. And so when you have places that have groundwater and you pull out that water, the land compacts, and so water can't penetrate it again. And so it's just like, cool. So now That's why you have our streets and like everything's flooding. Because it's like, oh, it's raining. Yay. The ground will absorb it. The ground's like, nah, bro.
It just looks so weird to me because I've never seen that. And like, I lived here for 20-ish years. And like, it just looks like The Last of Us kind of.
Right?
We're like the. Yeah, it's just like, what's going on? Like, there's like vegetation growing like on the freeway exits here. And like. The freeway streets are like damp, and I'm just not used to that. I'm used to it being really dry.
Right.
So.
Dude, it's, I love it. I think it's, I always joke like it's like Mother Nature's finally coming out. Like she had her time, now she stands tall.
Yeah.
But other than the weather, what else have you been up to up and over in Washington?
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I got laid off recently, but I am starting a new job Monday. That won't be public information till Monday.
Fair enough.
But that's okay. But you know, tech layoffs have been big everywhere.
So like, were you at Cisco or Windows? Or?
I was neither. I was at a tech startup, but they were like big.
Oh.
Over in Washington. And, yeah, I got laid off with a bunch of people and, that was their third round of layoffs that in 1 year.
God.
And so like writing was on the wall, but I was like, I don't want to leave because like my resume is just so messy right. that I'm just like kind of moving a lot. And luckily my friend referred me to a job at his place. And so.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that at least you're employed.
Yeah.
That.
Because I think I'd be unemployed for like 6 months given what's going on and how picky I can be. About that stuff.
Well, I mean, like being picky about a job though is like you need to be, quite frankly, because like I tell this story on the podcast very often, but I've worked jobs where like I've shown up and been like, thank the Lord I'm employed. Like I wake up every day and I'm like, I'm gonna do a great job just because I love this job. And I've had other jobs where I look at customers and I go, I am the only reason you are able to even live.
Yeah, that's true. I have that too.
So I was just like, first, what industry of tech were you in? Like your startup? Like what were they doing?
They did like logistics.
And you, so you were like,
I was doing operational work. So I like would do specific, like I would call people and solve problems or like schedule stuff or, you know, some internal stuff.
So
I'm
you
not
were
like coding
like,
or anything. I don't make money.
What? My guy, you and me, let's do coding.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
I tried doing like Python stuff, but I don't know. I don't think my brain works that way. Or I would have to do like a boot camp and all that.
It's definitely something that like it needs to be drilled into you. As I'm still in college, right? And I'm taking all these classes right now that are all like at the end of my, as a computer science major, at the end of your career. Student career, right? There you go. All right, so now that you've learned the basic languages like C++ and Java and Python, right? Now you get to learn Verilog. Now you get to learn all these assembly languages that no one fucking wants to use.
Yeah.
It's always like, if you, even though everybody's like, yeah, be a coder, it's so fun. Even if you did learn coding, I guarantee you they'd slap you on a web page and they'd be like, you're managing this. Good job.
Yeah. And it's just like you're going to do something that you just didn't learn before.
Right.
And, get over it.
It's the worst. It's the worst. But hey, always be picky about your jobs.
I know. I did not know that when I was like getting out of college. I just like picked like, oh, this pays more. Or, oh, I don't know, like. This just seems better, but I just like, because one of my jobs that like I was there for a little bit, I worked in the clinical field, like clinical trial field.
Oh.
And that was an hour commute south, 47 miles for me, and an hour commute north. So 2 hours on the road, and like for training, I had to get up at 5 a.m. to get there for 7 a.m. training. And it was awful.
And like, I could not. I forget that like jobs always have to train you when you first show up.
Yeah.
And that's always fucking a headache.
I know. And I've done it so many times where I have to do the song and dance of like, tell us like a fun fact about yourself. Or like, I had to fill out a sheet for this one to like say a fun fact. Or you know, do all that.
Like, and do a whole lot. Like,
what do you do for fun? And it's just like, I don't know, dude. I see friends. Like, I had to make up stuff that, like, I mean, I want to do things. Like, I want to learn piano. I want to learn a language. I told him I do sports, which I, like, I don't. Like, I did last summer when I was unemployed and I was doing volleyball. And that was fun.
Hey.
But, like, and I want to do it again. But when it comes to weather in Washington, like, it has to be indoor.
Right? But, like, indoor volleyball is not that bad.
Yeah, so it's harder to find. But I kind of want to do rock climbing. But, like, rock climbing gyms, I don't know if you, like, look at this stuff, but it's like $80 a month.
Oh no, trust me, yeah.
Or like a boxing gym is like $80 a month.
Do you $100? Do you not understand? So like, Ariel. Oh, sorry. Ariel. Steve. A boy. I don't know. It's like I can use the inner circle names. That's what we agreed. All right. Austin. Ran, you know, like a bunch of people here, right? They're all like over the pandemic. They're like, you know what? We're picking up a new hobby.
Yeah.
Right. We're all going rock climbing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I like rock climbing too. I should join you guys on this.
It's
and,
tough.
Oh, no. It, for me, right, as an unemployed person who is living off of purely handouts from the government, their friends, and their family, right? Sorry about that, viewers. We had a little time warp, if you know, and we brought in another special guest to improve upon even further diversity, our boy Reese.
They said earlier that I am fulfilling a diversity quota because I'm white.
Yeah.
Which is never the case.
Yeah. No. We had that. We had Steve's friend. Yeah. We had, I think his name is Nick. Yeah. We had Nick on here. Right. And then also for the viewers at home, he may look white, but in fact, he's trucker. No.
I don't know what that means.
Trucker's pretty white.
Trucker is pretty white. No, you're just. No, look at this. Look at this. All he's missing is a leather jacket and a chain. Like, a chain across his vest. He could be a biker. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's just such a nice guy that it's just like, look at these tattoos. Like, he could be a trucker. He
just starts, like, pulling up his sleeve.
No, he doesn't even pull up. He just rips them off. He's like, ugh. Yeah. No, so this is another friend. His name is, do you want a nickname or do you want to use your real name? Reese has been on this. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we do them all the time. Yeah, your apartment, right? Yeah.
True.
Listen, I'm here purely in spirit.
Yeah.
Like, as we were saying, I haven't told you this. I didn't say this. Coding has broken me as a human being.
That's why I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
I'm also just too stupid to do it.
No, you're definitely not. No, let me break it down for you, Scott. Let me break this down for you. Cassie has never coded in her life, right? And every time I have a project, I go to her and I'll be like, I can't figure this out. I'm trying to do this thing on the code and I don't know how to get it done. And she knows nothing. And except what I've told her. Like, you know the term recursion, right? Okay. Well, basically when a function calls itself with like different variables and then it's, you know, breaks up something into smaller chunks and then just reattaches it.
Okay.
Whoa. That's recursion. It sounds big. It's really not. It's like a for loop. I'm getting into it. Don't let me get into it.
You just think of a loop in your head.
So like, let's say you want to do anything. Here we go. Right? No. Real quick. Let's say you want to do anything.
Okay.
A for loop basically, and you want to do it like 10 times. A for loop is something that says, okay, do it 10 times. That's all that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of going like,
why isn't it a 10 loop then?
No. A for loop is any arbitrary length of.
I know, but like, you know.
Oh, because the word you used to write it.
Bro,
it's
four.
Oh God damn it! too highbrow comedy.
That's what I thought. It'd be a for loop.
Oh no!
Not four. F O R.
Yeah. But
see, I'm stupid.
No, you're too clever. Slow. You're too clever.
I'm too deep in it.
I know, my God.
Just too funny.
He's out here, and you know what's though? You know, he has the same level of comedy as Cassie, where like you'll make the joke, but like deadpan. like
it's actually an awful thing because sometimes when I want to be like genuine and I say it in the exact same way, they're like, dude, fuck you. And I'm like, no, I mean it. Like,
it's like you have like three basic settings and like you use one of them 90% of the time. So yeah. It's just like, I'm sorry, Ed, but like, this is just how I am.
And on the inverse, I don't find anything funny. And so like going on dates or like meeting new people who are trying to be funny, it just doesn't work.
Oh, nah, dude. I
cut it out.
Well, leave that in. Leave that in. I'll say this. Kayla makes you laugh. Yeah. All the fucking time. And Cassie makes me laugh all the fucking time.
Dude, Kayla's actually hilarious.
But they all can't.
But
Kayla doesn't crack jokes, though. She'd be saying
She's just
she doesn't crack, like, she's not like...
Yeah.
You have those, like, corny-ass pickup lines.
Kayla's just unhinged.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, facts.
Cassie also just does corny things that make
people laugh. Well, yeah, no, that's what I was gonna say. I was like, Cassie doesn't crack jokes, right? She'll do corny pickup lines like I do all the time. But, like, mainly she'll be, like, doing this thing where she's like, oh, do we have water in the house? And I'll be like, yeah, it's in the kitchen. And she'll be like, like, you know that thing where like they lean real back in the chair? And they're like, but I'm so warm. it makes me laugh every time.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is the San Jose water, can I say? Okay.
Yeah.
Is the San Jose water still ass?
Yes. Without question.
Because, like, I can... just drink out of the tap.
Yeah.
In Washington. Yeah. And it's great. No filter needed. Like.
No, San Jose water still. Actually, I tried to start a fish tank over COVID.
Killed the fish?
What? Yeah, I didn't kill the fish. I didn't even get the fish. They were like, start with some shrimp. So I didn't even buy like a bag of shrimp. I went into a shop and I went, like the tiny ones. I want four.
Yeah.
Like, I want four shrimp.
Yeah.
And I temperate, like I treated this tank for like a week and I was like, all right, it's ready, it's good. I put those shrimp in, they died the next day. So I was like
that's right. A sign.
I just gave the water up. Mutated that shrimp.
Yeah,
nah, dude, straight up, our water is ass. Cassie won't even drink tap water.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, we do, but yeah, I
it's like a necessity to have a Brita filter or like those fridges that already filter.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we have a Brita filter in our refrigerator because we don't trust the water. It's hard water in Reno.
We have one too because when I like moved to Washington, I was like, oh, we need one, obviously.
Yeah. Well, our tap water is hard water. So the only reason I know that is Kayla works at water treatment. So
Kayla works at water treatment now?
No, it's water analysis or some shit.
Yeah, I
know. She's big time.
I don't know if you know this, but I don't know if I told you this either, but I took a class on California water.
Whoa. He did mention this.
I did. 20 I did
minutes
mention,
ago.
And trust me, it was an eye-opening experience. I learned so many things about our water supply and how it all works and everything like that. And apparently, all you need is like a bachelor's degree, and you can just walk into certain like testing facilities and be like, yeah, I'm running analysis on water, I need supplies.
Yes.
And it's like, yes, I'm a scientist. But
Reese, coming back here, is it weird seeing everything green?
No.
Like, I think it's weird, like the hills.
I kind of like it,
but I'm not used to it.
That's fair. I think it's
here, at least
California itself has just been in a bad drought.
Yeah,
but now that the
yeah, I know.
I'll say this. Since I have a drive up to San Francisco, you know, like almost every week, I was driving up one time, and I was passing these hills that for like the majority of my childhood, I was like fairly certain just grew yellow plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, those are green?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I swear to God, yeah.
Yeah. Last year, Thanksgiving, Kayla and I took a trip down to Monterey from Reno. Took a trip down to Monterey from Reno, and one of the lakes that we passed by, just it's basically lake bed and dead grass. And then, what was it? A couple of days ago, I see that same lake on TikTok, and it's green and it's full. It's wild.
Great.
I know. I'm just like, I know that place.
Yeah.
You know that weird house with the bulbs and the dinosaurs?
You're talking about the Flintstone house?
Yeah.
It's all colorful now. And like, because it wasn't like that when we were kids. And now it's like all touristy.
It's all vibrant.
We passed that yesterday. And like, it just makes me upset. I don't know. I'm like gatekeeping that.
Well, wait, why?
It's too nice and like touristy.
You're ruining the neighborhood.
They're selling it out. It used to be like, that kind of looks like the Flintstone house. But now it is the Flintstone house.
Yeah. Cassie didn't know that was in California. I was like, I drive past that every week on my way up to San Francisco. Yeah. She was like, no.
And it was something that we saw like going to Santa Cruz, right?
No, I usually try pass it going up on North 280.
Where is Santa Cruz? South.
17 to go to Santa Cruz.
17 to go to Santa Cruz.
Which way is that? I don't know the streets anymore.
Yes. So if 280 is going that way, right, then Santa Cruz is going that way. I mean, 17 is going this way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it north? Or is it south? Or is it east?
It's north and south. Because it takes you south.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Wait, no.
It's not north and south.
No.
It can only be one.
No, sorry. No. I say it's north and south because you can get on and at a point that says it is 17 north, and then you can drive
here,
in the opposite direction.
From here, where is it?
From right here?
Right here.
So you go down
is
this
it
street?
South.
Oh.
Give us directions.
That's not what I mean. Like, I mean, like, what?
Let me pull up a compass.
What cardinal direction are we going?
Pull up a compass and I... Yeah.
Okay.
I was right.
Southwest.
Okay.
South,
yeah.
Okay, King of Winchester, get out of here. How many Winchesters are there? I count them. One, two. Get off my dick. But going back to the coding thing, here's what pisses me off.
What?
I'll talk to Cassie about something, and Cassie will be like, why don't you do this thing? And I'll be like, that makes no sense whatsoever. How would that even work? Like, I just don't understand it. And then I'll solve the problem. And then Castle will be like, yeah, that thing. I just don't know the terms.
Yep.
So I gave you a general idea of what I'm thinking of. And I was like, you motherfucker.
That's like half the battle. It's just like knowing and then doing.
Right. Like, I'll work on projects for hours. I'll be like, oh, and this is how I solved it. And I'll be so excited. She'll be like, yeah, you remember like, yesterday when I said you should try that, and I was like, yeah, but you said this, and she was, I'm not a computer scientist. I don't know these things. I hate computer science. Yeah. It's definitely like, I've been in this major for so long, I've witnessed like so many people go like, yeah, I'm so excited, like we're so great. And then one semester goes by and they're like, all right, I'm a business major.
Yeah,
like, I'm gone.
That was me. I started off as an engineer, and then I just like I was like, no, I can't do calculus.
Like, trust me, me and Austin, we talk about this all the time. We're always like, man, we made it. You and me,
dude. Freshman year, I was an engineer for like the first quarter, and I had to take calculus, this like intro to engineering class, and then a computer science class. I failed the computer science class straight up. The only F I've ever gotten in my history, and got like a B.
I've got so many F's.
It was so. Fuck you. It was like my first quarter, so I was already on academic probation and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that hurts.
My parents were pissed.
No, I was on academic probation at the end. I was like, go.
And like engineering class was fine. But calculus, like I like do the midterm and my teacher pulls me aside and he's like, this major might not be for you. Like there's still time to like dip. And so I withdrew. I didn't even like drop. It has a W on my record.
Hey, that's all you need. I did the opposite of that.
Where? You went to no return.
Yeah.
No, I went balls deep. And then, and by the way, like my DNs of years, this is how rocky they are. First year, I was like, crush it. Pre-calculus, English, right? Basic C programming, I'm set. And
this
then,
is easy.
Right. Yeah. And then after that, it fucking hit calculus. I tanked. Yeah. And I figured it out. And then I got caught cheating in a computer science course.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
off the record, so did I.
Yeah. My roommate right now, every time I'm like, man, I feel so bad because it's my last semester. I shouldn't be cheating here now. Like, he looks at me dead ass in the eyes and goes, never feel bad for cheating. Never.
Google's your friend when you're a coder, to be honest. And like, if you don't know what to do, like there's some level of, what's that website?
Jag.
GitHub. Yeah. Someone figured
GitHub.
It out.
I love GitHub.
Yeah.
What? All right. Or Stack Overflow. That.
For math.
Geeks for geeks.
For math classes, did you ever use Wolfram Alpha for like everything?
Oh, basically everything. That and Symbolab. Like that. I like the way Symbolab looks more.
That's important, yeah.
But as I learned R, it was like, oh, no, Wolfram Alpha is. Hey, fuck R.
Well, why do you know coding languages?
He works. He's Indian. He has to.
Me and Steve took a Java class in high school. It was cool, but we both took it senior year. We really should have taken some other year because we had second semester and we're like, yeah, fuck this school shit. Yeah.
True. Senioritis. So
we had a freshman do our project for like most of it. Like first semester, I think Steve got like an A and I got like a B plus. Second semester, we both dropped one whole grade to where we're like, bro, our final project code does not work, but we're seniors. You gotta graduate.
I
was like, you gotta let us.
I did the same thing in high school and made the most half-baked like tic-tac-toe thing ever. Yeah. But like some people are making like text-based RPGs and stuff.
Yeah. Dude, I will tell you the amount of projects I've worked on. There was a project last year. It was beautiful. We got to the end of the semester before my teacher went to my group and went, do you guys actually like know what your project is supposed to be? Yeah. And we went like, yeah, it's this. And he was like, no. He goes, you're supposed to. So we just downloaded a library.
Yeah.
And we were like, because we had the track. We were doing computer vision. And we were like, we just downloaded a library. We were like, hey, library. Use computer vision, and then we built a program that like shows it seeing things. And they're like, he was like, you built a program that shows it seeing things, but you were supposed to build a program that actually sees the things. And we were like, nah, bro, fuck you. We're like, what are you talking about?
I'll take my C and go.
Right.
And then, just for the heck of it, I just ran it through ChatGPT, got it in 7 minutes, and was like, bro, I could have done this and then just made it better, so that way it's still, like, some of my work. And I'm like, bro, this AI shit's going to change.
Dude, the robots are taking over, man.
I've just been throwing entire chunks of things in the ChatGPT and, like, make it better. It's just like, make it better. And it goes, here you go. And I'm like, thanks.
Dude, it's going to turn into things of like, write this essay for me, or like, write,
bro, it already does that.
Write this like best man speech for me.
My boss just does this shit to just fuck with us at work. So the other day, one of my coworkers, he was on Zoom with like a client, but he accidentally had his Slack, which is like our messaging thing, up. And they were talking about some other random shit. And he was sharing screen, so it accidentally popped up, right? So he just went into ChatGPT and was like, write an essay about how Brian can't close his Slack.
Dude, no. Straight up, ChatGPT has changed the game. I have entire, like, I'm a computer scientist, right? I'm a computer science major, not a scientist yet. I do want to get that PhD just so I can be a doctor.
Yeah, dude, I do the exact same thing.
Right? Like,
I don't care what, like, my PhD is in. I just want the title.
I would get a PhD I would never let any of your parents ever call me Kendall ever again.
Yeah, just doctor.
This guy wouldn't even let his kids call him dad.
No. I let my anyone who's not the parents of my friends can call me whatever they want. It's just the parents of my friends. I need them to know. Well, your dad earned it, but like, and your parents earned it too. But your mom. Your mom will call me Dr. Powell. Okay. I love your mom though. She's a sweet woman. She's scary, but
yeah, she's scary. Shit. Yeah. You know what's funny with all this AI stuff? It started off as just like, oh, we can make funny images, whatever.
Right, like,
now it's just writing girls. Like fucking like essays for college and like thesis,
dude,
stuff.
ChatGPT did my entire lab report. like I showed up and I was like, write a description for a program that does this. wrote me a description, I changed maybe three things. Then I was like, copy, paste.
How do I ask out a girl?
You think, like, yeah, you have mods on like Twitch and stuff?
Yeah.
You think they would just have AI just mod it for you and you don't have to have anyone?
It depends. If
that stuff kind of exists.
Yeah. Like,
to an extent.
If they can, the main thing that limits you in ChatGPT is that you have to use a text box, right? So, like, if
voice.
Well, no, not just voice, but like, if it's going to mod like Stardew Valley, for instance, you need to know how that game works. So, you need to give it the code that the game has, and then it would be like, oh, okay. Once, if it could understand the code, then you could tell it.
Well, I think Vanille means like, you know how like people are shitters in chat and
yeah,
say like
they have moderators.
Like, moderators to like ban them.
Oh, you said Twitch. I thought you said Steam.
Close enough.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm a gamer, guys.
Oh, by the way.
You have a PC, bro.
Where's my PC right now, man?
I don't know.
It's in San Francisco. I've been in San Jose this whole week. Someone's been using my PC. I went on Hearthstone the other day. Someone logged in my old account. I was like, the fuck is this?
Who's this?
So, I don't know. Anything about that. Yeah.
I'm not a gamer, dude.
Yeah, I mean, stop saying you're not a gamer.
No. Just dude, because you have a PC does not mean you're a gamer.
I pull, obviously.
My PC is a YouTube machine.
Dude, you we absolutely play Halo together. I've just literally been busy this whole month.
Facts.
Hey, yes. We survived Halo 2, and I'm a new man.
We came through the end. Spartans. No, I only do like card games and like building games. So like Oxygen not included.
Yeah.
You guys play that?
Fortnite?
I cannot. I might get into Minecraft again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Fortnite, I played Fortnite with Austin a couple nights ago.
Yeah. Is it good? I'll play.
Now they have a no-go mode, right?
Yeah, now they have
we played.
That's a better way to play. Yeah, because then someone doesn't build like a Victoria estate.
A fucking 12-year-old doesn't build a mansion in 2 seconds.
Fortnite was just like so crazy. Everyone started at first, they're like, oh, just building stuff's cool.
Right.
Within like 3 months, people building mansions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, like, no.
It's insane.
John Wick is in the game.
Have any of you.
It's like the last skin I got.
I bought that one.
I always wanted the battle passes, but like.
I paid for it once.
What
was it when we were playing?
I think so.
You paid for a battle pass.
Once.
Yeah.
Once. And it's only because I was playing with
it was the Star Wars one.
Yeah, we got
that
dub.
Play, so.
Yeah, we got a dub.
We're on the Switch.
I know, right?
I
get like a potato.
I feel bad because every time Reese and I like play a game, we're like hooked on and we're like, let's get the battle pass. And then we drop the game for like the next month.
That's why I'm kind of happy that Halo does a free battle pass.
Yeah.
Fortnite started. Overwatch was just like play and unlock, and then Fortnite was like pay us to unlock, and they were like, oh shit.
And then Call of Duty made it like way more profitable, I think.
Yeah.
And then Halo hopped on.
But like now even things like Rocket League have a battle pass, and that's a game about car soccer.
So
like,
flying cars. Yeah.
So like that's the thing. So like actually, it was a phenomenon. I think in 2012, right when Netflix became like huge, right? Netflix changed the game with a subscription based service, and then everything in tech went, oh my god, you're totally right. Fuck people buying one thing one time.
Fuck
and
Blockbuster.
It. Right. Like fuck being able to buy things now. No. Subscribe to us. So that way, so now I don't buy a battle pass unless I actually finish the battle pass without buying it. And I'll drop $10 and I'll be like,
imagine having self control.
I know. Imagine.
Couldn't be me.
Like, well, I mean, I have to do it because, like I said, I'm broke as shit.
So
I got.
So are we.
No. Well, actually, yeah, we all pay rent out here, aren't we? I always forget that I technically do pay rent for the shittiest little apartment I hate ever.
Yeah, but it's got character.
No, it's ghetto as shit. It's,
okay, never mind.
My mom, I live in.
He goes to school then.
I do go to school. It's, dude, actually.
This man just like for a second was about to question why the fuck he goes
there. No, dude, I question it
I like day. Actually, as a native Bay Area guy, I hate SF.
San Francisco sucks.
I was there last night, and it sucks.
It's the worst city. It's the worst city. I was there last week, and we had like 200-year-old trees on campus. Both of them fell. Oh. Both of them fell. One fell onto a car. Like, I was just like, what the fuck?
The wind's too strong.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I lived those videos.
I shouldn't laugh, man, but that's like kind
of. I'll be walking the campus because I'm not gonna drive like 2 minutes to get there. I'll be walking the campus, and man, some days I talk to the wind. I'll be like, listen, you and me need to have a sit down. We need to talk. I'm just trying to get to campus, and that wind some days it pushed me over.
Yeah,
it pushed me. I'm a 200-pound man. I'm a 200-pound man. I'm walking the campus at fucking fall because the wind's too strong. The fuck is... I hate San Francisco.
To be fair, just like 2 weeks ago, the glass fell out of the skyscraper because of the
wind. Yeah. It's wind in San Francisco. I don't know what's up. I don't know what's up with it, but it's fucking ass.
Yeah. Oh, start just doomsaying everything.
I've got to the point where like I've been like if anything ever happens in San Francisco, I'm just gonna leave like no questions asked. I'm not gonna get anybody. I'm not gonna text my roommates.
See ya.
Gone. I'm like, figure it out. I can't. I have one aunt in San Francisco, and every time I see her, I go, so you still live in San Francisco?
Why?
That's the worst city in California.
Like, growing up in the Bay Area, there's like two different types of people. There's people who in the city and in Oakland, and then there's all of us who grew up in the South Bay, and we're like, yeah, fuck all that. No,
like, we're all there are people who lived with the concept of having personal space,
and there are people who you can have a car,
right? Like,
and not get robbed.
I mean, that's like low key in Washington, like Seattle, like people do not drive, right? Yeah. And like, this the city's better, but it's not great, like downtown,
people barely get parking spots for their like.
It's a fight every single day I go. Like, I have it down to the point where, like, if I wake up in the morning, right, if I wake up by 8, to go to class, and then I wait until around 10:30 when I know everybody's just left for work, and then I steal the best parking spot, and I leave my car there for a week. I just walk. I'm just like, just so I don't have to walk 6 blocks to get to my car in the morning.
Like, the way Seattle is, like, divided... I'll try and draw it out. Like, you know, let's just assume it's like kind of a pill shape, whatever. Right down the middle is water. Like, it's the sound. And there's west side and east side. And west side is where the city is and like no parking. And east side is where I'm at.
Suburbia.
And kind of suburbia. There is parking. It's more expensive and quiet, but I'll pay for that.
Do you know how many parking tickets I've gotten in San Francisco? Because the apartments where I live, they don't have like, oh, you can park here if you live like in the area. All of it is like you have 2 hours to park here, and then if it's fucking Tuesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, go fuck yourself. I paid I think $700 in tickets.
Because, Jesus.
Right. And so, and the only way to not get a ticket is to get like a special permit where they're like, you can park here. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, can I get one of those permits in San Francisco? They're like,
we don't have any.
No, they're not even like, we don't have any. They're like, motherfucker, you live in Daly City. And I'm like, hey, Daly City, can I get a parking permit? They're like, who the fuck needs a parking permit in Daly City? I'm like, I live on the border.
And in Daly City, they're like, you live in San Francisco.
Like, they denied me twice. I was like, what? What am I doing wrong? They're like, well, quite frankly, we don't give a fuck about you. I have a personal conspiracy theory. San Francisco makes all of its money off of its parking tickets. Like, taxes don't do anything for that city. It's just parking tickets.
I once got a parking ticket because this movie theater charged for parking outside of it. And the Batman movie with Robert Pattinson, I didn't know how long it was. I paid for 2 hours of parking. Yeah. I thought I'd be set. It's a 3-hour movie.
3 hours of Robert Pattinson playing Batman.
That's pretty good. It's a good Batman. And so I like get out of the movie theater and 10 minutes before, like, I find my car, there's a parking ticket. And, like, my car is a Kia, but, like, the symbol on it doesn't show that it is. I might be saying too much. I don't know. But
it's not your driver's license.
On the thing for brand, it said other, because they didn't know what it was.
Kia changed their logo a while back.
Do you like the new one? Where it's just Kia, like the letters Kia in like sharp text.
I worked for Hyundai and Kia. Well, I didn't work for Kia, but I worked for Hyundai sometime. We all talk shit about Kia. We also talk equal shit about Hyundai. So I'm kind of impartial.
Dude, I don't know if
we could, like, I don't know about what it's fucked up. It's like in Reno, but I'm sure like where you live, there's a bunch of electric cars. No?
Yeah, I mean like the Tesla, like, I mean, well, Tesla's like, electric or hybrid?
Yeah, Tesla's electric.
There's a lot.
Like,
just no.
Really?
No.
But there's a battery, like they have a battery factory there right now, right?
There is a Tesla factory. Tesla Gigafactory, actually.
Giga.
And on this little strip of highway called USA Parkway. Shittiest place to drive. But it's also far as shit. Despite being their Tesla factory there, there's not a lot of Teslas driving around.
Yeah.
Mostly because Teslas can't survive in the snow.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I hate them. There's a lot of Teslas in Washington, but I feel like there's probably more here. Just because, like, Silicon.
Everyone here.
Literally, you're on the freeway, and, like, every other car next to you is a Tesla. Or, like, some electric random shit that you didn't even know.
It's like the new Punch Buggy.
I got brake checked by a Tesla today.
Yeah.
Teslas have auto brake. So you don't actually brake, you just take your foot off the gas. Yeah. And it's just
so fuck.
It's
so stupid.
Wait, brake. No, I can't get a Tesla. I do that so much. Stupid. I take my foot off the gas so
me too.
Much.
But you can change the setting to have it be like a regular car. Yeah. But my dad has it to where it's not that. And he's like, drive my car. I'm like, no, because he's going to fuck me up when I drive my car. I'm going to start just.
Does your dad have a Tesla?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the only thing that draws me towards it is the giant iPad in the middle.
Thank you. Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Stop trying to take girls on dates, put on the freaking fireplace.
No, like, oh God.
But set the mood.
You go to a drive-thru in a Tesla, a drive-in movie in a Tesla. Motherfucker, those seats, have you ever sat? Those seats are huge.
Yeah.
Just,
there's a bunch of trunk space and stuff, too. Yeah. They got the, like, underground compartment, and there's nothing, no engine, right? So you got the front, too.
I thought
the
trunk had the front storage, right?
Yeah, the front.
The front's also storage.
Yeah.
Which is
wacky.
Because all the batteries are underneath it, right on the bottom.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, what's the best car, like, brand?
What's the best car?
No.
You can't say Tacoma.
Well, I want.
Give context.
Yeah, let me give you context. I drive a Lexus from 2006.
Ooh,
okay. Right? That thing has done me justice throughout my entire life. Right. Remember when I totaled my car, and listen, I don't know what a tank is, right? But my car is definitely one.
Oh, I was.
Did I tell you about my when I totaled my car?
I heard about it.
Yeah, I hit a stump. I hit a wall. I blew out all four tires, and I came out of that with what? Bent power steering bars.
Or a tank.
That's
a tank and a half.
They were like, we don't understand how it happened because they were bent into the shape of a rainbow, like this.
Wow.
But they were like, hey, that's all that's broken in your car. Everything else, prime. The stump was vertical underneath my axle, and they didn't like lift it and get it off the stump. They just yanked my car off the stump.
So
it came out strong.
Asking for a friend, what's the best car for a new car buyer? Let's not say a first car buyer, because like you could say like a Toyota or something, like a Camry or something like that. But like a new car buyer that maybe has a little bit of money. I'm not projecting, but like let's just say
No, like, because I also might want to buy a new car one day.
Like $20,000, you know, or I don't know. I don't have that, but.
Well, don't tell any of us. Just stop right there. It's like, once we start putting numbers out there.
I have millions of dollars.
If you do.
Can we get some?
Yeah. If you do, would you mind paying my college tuition?
If you want to come to my wedding.
No, if he does, then I definitely can be moving in with Scott in Seattle and fuck California. Like.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
But so like what's a good, reliable car that you could just like that's not going to be like, if I don't want to buy a Tesla, right?
Does a hybrid fall under that, or like an electric car? Like, because those aren't cheap.
Those, I think,
well, they can't, they're cheaper.
Yeah.
Now. They're like 50 grand, yeah. Right? Teslas? 40 grand?
Yeah.
All I know is we have a friend that bought one with her own money, and I'm still flabbergasted.
That's funny.
Crazy. You know, I don't want to say that because I don't want to say who's buying Teslas with their own money.
Yeah. Capitalism's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what her job is. I'm just saying it's weird.
Hey, good for her.
Hey, makes good money.
I got
as well spend it.
Yeah. The man acting like he's so surprised.
No. Still. Listen.
She's saving the world.
Yeah. Out of
one, the world and the environment.
One person.
How are you?
Oh, yeah. It's
the fossil fuels from a hospital are crazy.
That's fair. Yeah.
And now she can finally use the cozy setting. She got a man's.
There you go.
In SoCal.
She did. Yeah.
I'm not getting into detail. She got man's.
And this is his address.
Oh, he's probably not covered today, huh? You haven't met man's?
No,
I like it. I'm the only one who has met man.
Come on, cut that out.
Probably.
You Discord. Technically bet. Yeah, on Discord. Yeah. Man's is cool.
Yeah. Speaking of man's, their Cards Against Humanity game was hilarious.
Oh, I missed it, didn't I?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, that those cards?
We stayed up until 4 a.m.
Dude, fuck. Every time. Tyler, the new black guy in the group.
Yeah. No, that was funny. But, no, going back to. New, what was the question?
Reliable car,
someone who's in the market for a new car.
Yeah, I mean, personally, you can't really go wrong with a Toyota or a Honda. They're reliable as shit. They're super reliable.
Well,
if you want safety,
I drive a Lexus.
Lexus is Toyota's luxury brand.
Like
Hyundai, for example. Hyundai has the Genesis, which is their luxury brand. Nicest fucking cars I've ever seen.
Are they?
The Genesis, the other Hyundai Genesis.
What's wrong with them?
They're expensive.
While I was working at Hyundai, there was a Genesis that was in the shop for a motor swap almost every week.
Okay. Get that. Cross that off my list.
Yeah, but they're nice.
They're nice.
They're very nice. The Hyundai Genesis Coupe, the clutch is really stiff, and there's a lot of car guys that want them.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm looking for I'm probably just because you know me as a person, I'm probably gonna buy one car, and that car's gonna last me for the rest of my life, and then. I'll die.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of biased because I drive a Toyota.
Yeah.
The Camrys and Corollas are nice. They're pretty spacious. My boy has one.
My guy.
Yeah. Hondas are pretty nice, too. My mom's got one. Kayla's got one.
My mom has an Acura. Acura.
Like the luxury brand for Honda.
Yeah.
And those are... It's shit. It's
the
shit.
The new ones.
So my stepmom has the newer one from 2019, 2020.
Newish, yeah.
And then my mom has the one from when we were in middle school. And my dad was telling me how shit the new one is because they kept the old one and they just added more shit, so it's just heavier.
That's classic.
Yeah.
What?
That's classic.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just make a new car. No.
Yeah. Even with Kayla's first car, she had a Lexus from 1991, and it just died last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a
whole other story that I won't get into because it's fucking stupid. But yeah, 1991,
that's what
I drove it. I drove that in San Francisco. Hated it.
Yeah.
Because it's San Francisco.
Yeah. Stick shift or?
No.
Oh.
It's a very low car going up. Very steep hills.
Yeah.
Like, we got to the top of the hill, and it was a steep-ass downgrade. I'm like, where's the road?
Yeah.
And then we started going over. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah.
It's like a roller coaster.
It is.
You just go for it.
This is so bad. I remember when I had an Audi.
Yeah.
The wagon, right?
No,
it wasn't a wagon.
A6 or something.
Yeah, it was a blue one.
It was a blue. I'm so sad. I'm still, because I know nothing about cars. I tell you what happened to it. I understand that when you have a manual car, your tires are supposed to be all the same tread depth. So I had, but I blew tires a lot when I started driving. So like, I had like a spare in the front, like some bootleg tire I got like in the back. So I had two tires of the same tread depth, and then two other tires of completely different tread depth. And so the gear started skipping, and I was like, car's broken. I guess I gotta get rid of it. I told my dad, I told my mom, they were like, yeah, it looks like you gotta get rid of it. Sold it. And then I think it was you or somebody at America's Tires that were just like, oh no, you just gotta make sure all your tires are the same tread depth.
That's always the worst when it's always just a simple
right
fix. Did you have some crazy tire thing you went into America's Tires on time?
Oh no. I think you were there. So my first car was a 2001 Volvo.
It was a nice Volvo.
It was nice. And when Pokemon Go came out, when everyone was happy. Yeah. You know, happy. The happiest summer.
Right.
Everyone's outside.
Touch grass.
And we were going, you, me, and Mark went to, we were going downtown, I believe, here, and on the way I think we had music blasting, and like, so I heard a little bit of like a poof, and I was like, oh, that's probably nothing, yeah, whatever, maybe a pothole or something.
Yeah.
And then I heard Mark honk behind me, but I didn't know it was Mark, so I'm like, who's the asshole honking at me? And I'm like driving, and I look to my left, and like this guy who he looked like a mechanic or like some, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Manual labor.
And
blue collar.
Yeah. Well, <I'm not. laughs>
And he like tells me to roll down my window, and I roll down my window. He's like, yo, your tire blew up. And I'm like, oh shit.
Oh.
Thanks. And so I pull over, and like the tire is just like completely, the rubber's gone. Like metal's hitting the road. And I had to get my dad, get a spare. And we had to drive to America's Tires, where you fixed it and then drew a bunch of dicks on it.
Hey, I got you in and out of there in 20 minutes.
Thank you. All right,
you didn't have to wait. You didn't do nothing. You rolled in all like, hey, that's my boy. Pull up the Bay 5. I got you.
And that was the one near my house, which was really funny.
Yeah, I know. Like, that was the weird thing that I... Like, it was near where so many of you lived, and Scott was the only one to ever bring his car to get
I fixed. Could walk there, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But then, a few years ago, my tire came through.
Yeah, we came through.
I still don't know how to fix a tire. It's probably not as, like, you just remove stuff. Yeah. Have it elevated right, take it out, put it in.
It's a super
I've watched one. F1, like, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even your Volvo was weird to take the freaking tires off, because there was a weird little pin.
Yeah, there was.
We had trouble on the side of the road.
We have, like, the key or, like, the...
Well, no, we got the lugs off, and we couldn't get the wheel itself off.
Yeah, and we had to call my dad, which luckily he, like, you know, was nearby.
Yeah. Like, there's always something with tires, and that's why I had to leave that lap behind.
Good old German engineering.
Good old German engineering.
Oh, dude, Germans know how to make the best cup holders. I stand by it. I stand by it.
I'm really happy that you do.
No. Listen, my Audi didn't have a lot to offer, but I'll tell you this much. My Lexus, both my cup holders are broken. Oh. Both of them.
I feel like, I don't know if this is an old car thing or not, but like my car, my Volvo, compared to my Kia now, had really nice bass. And like, I could control it. There was like a little dial that could just control the bass on the Volvo. But the Kia is just like all flat, like all sure treble.
I'm sure there's some kind of...
Oh, it's cranked.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's mind. Still bad.
You should get a sensor.
I should just... Yeah. Just get a new subwoofer.
Do,
get
do
a
what full my coworker did. Rip your back seats out, build an enclosure, put 212s in it.
Yeah. Dude, that's what a lot of people do. So, yeah. I don't think I could do that. But...
I mean, if you're in the process of buying a new car, it seems like you can do whatever you want.
I don't think I am. I don't think I'm at any like liberty to buy a new car. I've had this one since 2016. So, you know, not too long.
Yeah.
We're approaching 10 years.
We're getting there.
I've put in 35,000 miles, I think, or something, maybe 40. So, you know, not as much as you probably. You drive a lot.
I drive all the time.
Yeah.
But I think out of all of us, you and you drive the most. I'm only up there because I got.
I guess he doesn't drive that much.
Well, he has to drive half an hour just to get to the city.
Yeah. Okay. For some reason, I thought he didn't have a license.
Yeah,
bro, this is not like 2000.
He just needs one because he.
Well, the last time I saw him was 2017 or 2018.
Oh yeah, he probably just was getting his license then.
Yeah.
He only got it late.
Yeah. What's all I know is what year was that?
That was like a couple years after high school. He definitely got it like closer to 20-ish.
Yeah, I think because he got it after his first college, right? Or
yeah. So it was like 2 years into college.
Yeah.
Like a year and a half. Like,
yeah.
20-ish.
Yeah.
But you know, my car's definitely. Y'all the most. The
yeah.
Show.
Oh, that's facts.
Like, I sat in it with your gear shifter thing, and it's still like the
purple.
The whatever. I don't want to say it. But
the purple thing.
The phallic symbol.
Like, I'm driving them for the first time, just won't say nothing. When I drop them off, so what's the deal with this?
No, like, that's. And what I love about it is you have that, and everybody calls it the purple, you know, word. But I have a purple one, like at home, like I have one. Oh yeah, Cassie bought it for me for one of our anniversaries.
Are we thinking of the same thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't look too deep into it.
No, I'm not.
But like, you know,
I'm happy. I'm happy for you.
I was like, you know, not everybody makes it to that level in their relationship where they're like, hey, you know what? Maybe try a little bit of that, you know, that kind of butt play, and. I've learned it's a lot of work. There's so much work. So it's just...
My friend told me about an orgy he was in yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you enjoy it?
Because he's done a few. And the first time it was, like, super scary. But then, like, he said the most fun one was, like, the most casual. Where people were just hanging out, talking. And then, like, the orgy was the second, like,
would
most
ever,
important thing.
Would you ever go with him? Yeah,
nah. Dude, I would be so scared.
Just be in the corner on your phone.
Swinger stuff.
Nah. Me and Cassie have talked about this a lot, and it always ends up on like the same thing where it's like, first, we would both have to get our bodies to a point where we would feel comfortable going up to a stranger and being like, huh, does this do it for
I'm
you?
There I'm there with you, dude.
Right. And then the second thing is, my cardio is not to the level. Because, like, if you get someone who's, like, very much like, yeah, I'm here to be a part of this and I'm here to be active, then, yeah, sure, great. But, like, if you get, like, you know, if you get, like, another person that's very much, like, treat me like a princess, I'm just like,
oh.
But, like, it gets so tiring. It gets tiring. I get cramps. I'm sweating.
Yeah, you did.
It's a lot. So, no, I know a lot of people who, like, participate in that lifestyle, and I'm like, all the power to you. But those people, they work out all the time, they eat right, and they
Vanille would.
Vanille,
he 100%. Fits all those, he checks all those boxes.
Vanille's just too lazy. Vanille ain't out.
We should be talking about the hamstring.
No.
We talked about the hamstring thing a few weeks ago. But
no. I'm not saying you're lazy physically. I'm saying the amount of time you would need to devote to find an orgy. Get to an orgy.
It's apparently not that hard.
LA?
Yeah, apparently it's not that hard. There's an app for it, apparently.
Oh, there's a variety of ways. But it's the
like,
fact that he has to
show up with 10 random people not knowing what's going to go down.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the idea, right?
Right,
you,
that's
you
exactly
just go.
What that is. You
so
all
should. Like, am I going to get killed tonight or get an STD?
Most likely the STD.
Hey,
but like
rule number one, trust.
Yeah.
That's what it all comes back to.
And then rule number two, consent.
Oh, that might be number one.
Time for number one.
But when I say you'd be lazy, I mean you'd have to show up and you can't just be like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, where the pussy at?
You have this thing about I'm just not emotionally available.
You're not emotionally available, and like if for lack of, like, you know, classic example, right? A white girl shows up and you'd be like, hi, I'm Crystal and I think you're interesting. Let's talk. You'd look at that bitch dead in her face and be like, nah, I got time for this.
He does not pursue snow bunnies. Nah. That's for sure.
Nah.
Well,
you know how to use that term, right?
Yeah.
That would be for him, not for me.
I mean, all right.
Cassie is Latina. I do not. I have never once dated a white girl in my life, technically.
Not doing this conversation again.
You're just mad that I found mine on the second try.
No one named Cassie is Latina.
Listen. I understand that. She understands that. Everyone in our group understands that. But as her fiance, I must defend her Latino honor. Does she speak Spanish? No. But can she cook?
Spanish, yes.
Can she cook a mean tamale? Oh, fuck yeah. But does she live a stereotypical Latino lifestyle? No. Not even. She straight up. I was like, when I learned about Cassie, I was like, so wait a second. You just order the filet mignon at restaurants? I don't know about y'all, but when I showed up, filet mignon was like not even like in my radar. Yeah, I was like, that's $40 for like 8 ounces of meat. Yeah. I'll take the pound for 30. Like, thank you.
In the same way.
Yeah. Like, you didn't even, until I met Cassie, I didn't even look at filet mignon on menus.
I look at the appetizers.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
I was like, what's fried and comes with fries? Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. I still do that.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, facts. But yes. So
it's just FOMO for me at that point.
Hey, In-N-Out is so good. Since I live near the airport, In-N-Out's right there. I swear to God, the first year we lived there, we had In-N-Out almost like once a week. I was just like, oh, but the drive-thru is fucking ass.
It always is.
Than any In-N-Out it is.
Yes. But Vanille would never do. But the moral of the story is Vanille can't do an orgy until he learns to lighten the fuck up. But
yeah, we support you. I support you.
Yeah. If you ever need tips, you know, I've only ever technically done one, and it was a fucking wow. It's a lot of work.
I would feel weird if someone was like, "Yeah, I did already. It's very tame." I'd be like, "Okay." Sounds
well, no, you could go to like those high class orgies where you wear masks and everybody's like, "Here, a masquerade orgy." You go and you find a nice little corner somewhere. You go, "Hey, let's do this in pure silence."
It's a high class.
High class is like sipping champagne. Yeah. And on that note, no, I'm just kidding. No, but we do have to wrap things up here. So, just on that note. Scott, tell the people what's going on in your life. Pitch it out, just like in Hot Ones. Tell them what's new. Tell them what to buy a new book or whatever.
Yeah, you could buy my book at... No. I start a new job Monday. I hope that works out.
Hey, we're all here supporting you. Reese, what's going on? What's
I'm new? Trying to get a raise at work.
Hey, if you live in Reese's area of an unspecified location, show up to his job, you know, with signs and basically just go, Reese, you know, play Reese. Put Reese
play
in.
Play my hands. Manifest that.
Yeah. And on that, it's your boy Waffles and
Reese
and Scott.
This has been Couch Surfing.